vegetable garden, you'd probably go and rent a what?
Oh, I guess you would call it a garden plow. Hmm?
Okay, okay. what do you call the thing that's like shaped like a shovel, only it's just a hand tool, and it's just got a little handle
yeah.
instead of a long one?
I don't know what you'd call that. I think we've got one, man.
Okay. There's another kind of tool that it's just a hand tool. It's got three prongs. It's kind of claw-shaped like this that you would, you know, use to weed with. Do you have a name for that?
No, I can't think about that.
Okay. What would you call the kind of thing that you'd keep your hedge level with?
Hedge trimmer, yes.
Okay. Now, is that a power thing or is that a manual?
Well, you could have electric operated trimmer that would work one part stationary and the other would work back and forth like principle of electric razor.
Mm-hmm.
And that would shear it off that way.
Yeah.
And then there's another hand tool that you would have would be just the regular old clippers that are like a big pair of scissors, only larger with wooden handles, and it's of course slower in process.
Yeah, I know. say a pretty good sized tree blew down and the city might send somebody out with a gasoline powered thing to cut it up.
Chainsaw.
Okay. What kinds of cuts of beef can you name and describe for me?
Oh. Seven steaks.
What's that?
Ooh, when you get into describing them, you got me.
Does that have a bone in it or not?
Yeah, I guess that's taken from around the ribs or something, I think it gets its name from the bones or something.
Shape of the bone or something?
Yeah, I guess so. There's seven bones, I guess. Sirloin, I think, is a steak taken off of the leg.
Mm, okay.
I believe. And then there's roasts that can be from the rump or shoulder roast.
Okay, what about cuts of pork?
Well, there's the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your roast.
You what? Do they look different when you buy them?
Yeah, the ribs are still in there, and there's not much meat on it. It's very tasty, though. And they barbecue that. Or I guess I could broil it in an oven or something like that. It's real tasty, but you have to chew the hold these bones and chew the meat off of them.
Get grease up to your elbow.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, what other cuts of pork are there?
Oh, I'm not good on that.
Okay. What about anything that cuts a lamb? No. Mm-hmm.